What kind of driver never gets a parking ticket?
What kind of driver never gets a parking ticket?
Yeah.
What kind of driver never gets a parking ticket? A cop.
A screwdriver.
That's fucking stupid. I feel like my answers are legitimate. They're legitimate.
All right, we're going to give you one more question. All right, we're going to give you one more, okay? Okay. I feel like this is good. Ready?
Okay.
Who can shave 10 times a day and still have a beard?
Who can shave 10 times a day and still have a beard? What the fuck? Who can shave 10 times a day and still have a beard? Who can shave 10 times a day?
Do you want to say it slower? Do you want the phonetic spelling of the sentence?
No, bitch. What is it?
A barber.
Fuck off.
That was good. That was really good. That was really good. I know, bitch.
I'm never going to get any of these fucking right.
They're not.
Okay.
Because you're a dumb bitch. That's fine. Only one of us that needs to be dumb.
Just kidding. I love you. All right, bitch. We're back. Are you okay?
I'm just laughing at these jokes.
Bitch, enough with the jokes.
They're really funny.
I feel so bad that you guys have to...
Can we do one more? Can we do one more just because I found another funny one?
Okay, go ahead. What's the joke?
Okay, so do you know why diarrhea is hereditary?
No.
Can you please guess?
Because people are full of shit.
No, but that's good. Because it runs through your genes.
That's disgusting. That's really gross.
It is gross.
If you're pooping on yourself...
You need Depends.
If you... What age is, like, appropriate for Depends?
I don't know. Look at the marketing.
I mean, usually older people, but I feel like some younger people...
Speaking of marketing, can we talk about marketing? It's so interesting. Like, it's very cool.
Marketing?
Yeah. Okay, what about the people that are marketing in a sex shop?
I feel like those are just porn stars.
But, like, what if you have, like, a sling or something? Or, like, bitch, when we went to that sex shop today.
Tokyo Valentino.
That was great.
Was it?
It was great.
It was interesting.
Well, before we started this podcast, I wanted to try these numbing, like, throat numbing things. Can totally tell.
You can't feel anything?
I can't feel anything.
Why would you want to do that?
It's, like, really good. It's, like, I'm chilling.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, it's great.
I've eaten them on accident.
12 inches what?
Because I'm greedy.
12 inches who? What is that?
12 inches free.
What is that, girl?
12 inches deep.
Touch my stomach.
Deep throat.
Touch my stomach.
Gag what?
What's that?
No reflex.
Oh, honey.
No, ma'am. I would never.
No, I mean... That's how people throw up, girl.
I don't mind sex shops. That music was banging.
But we figured out why, though. Why did we figure out why?
So, Tokyo Valentino is a sex shop. And
on the first floor.
On the second floor.
Is that the second floor? On or the basement is...
On the first floor of Tokyo Valentino, there is a 24/7, except for, what does it say?
Oh, on Wednesdays from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It's basically like a little video booth place. We don't know what that means. Basically,
what does that mean? You go in there and watch movies?
People are down there fucking.
Is that what it is?
Fucking and sucking and...
So you've been to one of these before?
Yanking? No, bitch.
Yanking. This pussy be yanking. This pussy
bitch,
be...
Bitch, they doing
that
all kinds of
stuff. That pussy be yanking down there.
Who? I don't have a pussy.
Who? Girls can go down there,
they
too.
They ain't nothing over here saying, meow.
They're
nothing
not, over they're, here. They're not. They don't discriminate. Mm-mm. What? They don't discriminate
ain't
against
no
sex.
Ain't no Tom. Aw, Jerry, no Tom. Can't Tom a cat? Anyways,
wow.
They have the music booming,
but it's
bass
good too.
On high.
It's real fucking
because
nice.
Because them niggas be getting down in the nitty gritty.
I still wanted to go.
No.
Why couldn't we go in?
That's extreme.
That
would have
been a great.
Extreme.
That
would have
been amazing
extreme.
To go.
Mm-mm.
Just to like talk about it.
Bitch, I don't even go to the bathroom at the gym.
I know, because you're like weird.
No, because the last time I went in the bathroom, an old man just had his junk all out.
Okay.
His shriveled up junk with his saggy ass.
Bubble gum? Like old chewed up bubble gum? Like
no
dried
bubble
up?
Gum, bitch. The shit was just nasty gum on the sidewalk that you stepped on 1,000 times.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
So like bruised.
Anyways, yeah. So I guess Tokyo Valentino is also, I guess if you want to go hook up. I guess you...
Is that what you do? Or do you
I'm
like
assuming so.
Can we find... I really want to find out.
You can go. It's 24/7.
I don't want to go. I really want to go to bed.
Same, sis.
Same, sis.
I'm fucking tired.
You know, I would love... You know how, like, when you're like, hey, guys, like, come over here? Like, you know when, like, you, like, call over a group of people? Like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
We should be like, hey, sis. I feel like, you know...
To who?
To, like, a group of, like, guys and girls. Instead of saying, hey, guys, it should be like, hey, sis.
Or you can just say, hey, y'all, we are in the South.
Or I just want to say, hey, sis, though, because, like, guys is very, like...
Okay, and a guy can take offense to that and be like, sis.
So a girl can't take offense to the guy?
Yeah.
Okay, then. He can get over
so
it.
So that's what you just say, y'all. Or just say, hey.
But I'm just saying for the point of, like, us have been saying guys for so long, we should say sis.
Do I say hey, guys, in the beginning of the podcast?
You say, hey, guys, yeah.
I thought I said, hey, bitches.
That's rude, too. You're just a rude cunt.
Hey, y'all.
That we should be like, hey, sis. Like, think about how that conversation would go down.
Hey, sis.
Let's go to... You know what we should do? We should go to a Trump rally and call them all sis.
Oh, right. So he wants me to get lynched.
Let's go.
Cool.
No, let's go. We should... You want to do it?
I'm not
going to. We would make national news. Okay.
Yeah, because I'd be dead.
You wouldn't be dead.
Yeah.
All you will be there.
I'd
you.
Have two black eyes and I no fucking
be,
teeth.
I will. So you would look like.
Don't. Don't.
I think we should do it.
You have fun with that.
I'm not going by myself. Why would I go there?
Why would I go there?
I feel like, you know what?
You know what? What? Bitch, if I'm not going to a video booth, why the fuck would you think I would even...
You don't even go to fucking Stone Mountain either.
How? Bitch, right. No. I almost beat your ass that day. I totally forgot. Oh my god. I'm not going
as now. As soon as you saw that flag, your neck broke.
My neck, bitch.
But let's... Where else could we say, hey, sis, where it would be just, like, uncomfortable for everybody?
Just I don't really know.
All of outside of Metro Atlanta.
I don't know. Hey, I don't sis. Feel like hey, sis is that offensive.
But to very, like, you know...
Conservative people? Like, who?
Like, very, like, masculine, like, straight men. They might feel like it's weird.
Yeah, I feel like a straight man would probably, like, be like, nigga, what? And try to, like, fight me. Like, hey, sis. What's up, sis?
I'm gonna say that.
Oh, you have fun.
Bitch, I'm gonna feel so awkward. Like, oh, shit, I'm gonna die.
May I have a taser? It's fine.
It's a taser?
Okay,
and then what else did we learn? What else did we learn about Tokyo Valentino?
So Tokyo Valentino, I mean,
they have a lot of stuff.
Bitch, they have a lot of stuff.
It's like IKEA for sex shops.
It, y'all, that's exactly what it is. I found out what sounding is.
What is sounding?
Sounding is where you basically stick this metal rod down your urethra.
Isn't that what it's like? Milking, right?
I don't know what milking is.
It's like makes you come.
I don't know what the purpose of that is. Just all throughout that sex shop, sometimes I was just, my stomach was hurting.
And I couldn't keep my mouth shut.
You really couldn't. Your mouth was wide open.
I was like.
Bitch, you guys, when you walk in, there's a big, how, that, I would say like.
First of all,
that dildo
fucking,
was like
no,
4 feet.
They're, yeah, in a cage. It's locked up. Bitch, that's as big as my fucking body. But look, can we talk about the fist that they have there? Not even fist, the forearm
guys,
and elbow.
Guys, they have artificial fist. Fist. For people who like to. Fist. Okay, wait, I don't want people to think I'm kink shaming.
You are kink shaming.
I'm not kink shaming. Retweet your kink, okay?
Okay.
I'm not kink shaming. If you like a fist up your vagina or up your asshole, that is totally fine with me. I'm not judging. It's okay.
How do you come back from that?
I mean, I guess
a giant forearm, bitch?
I mean, if you're sticking a hand up somebody's vagina, Tokyo Valentino also sells.
Oh,
what is it? What was it? Vagina rejuvenation cream. Just, you know.
Is that like hemorrhoid cream for your vagina? You know how like hemorrhoid cream like.
Well, hemorrhoid creams for people who have raisins. I'm sure.
But doesn't it tighten everything up?
I don't know.
What was that shit that you had me put on my fucking eyes,
bitch? Preparation H. Which is... That shit worked, didn't it?
I stopped using it.
Sorry, guys. I'm sick.
And I just never can breathe through my nose. But... So they had that. Yeah, they had the forearm. They had the big-ass fist, and it would look like when your knuckle... I don't even fucking know how you put one finger, then the... Is that how they do it? They do, like, one finger, then two fingers, then three fingers. Should we watch a video about this?
Please, no. No, no, we're not watching a video about fisting. Okay, what else did they have?
They had the yoga ball.
Y'all, there was a BOSU ball with a fucking dick on it. And it said, try me. You imagine people who are drunk hopping on that. That is gross. That's not even sanitary. They should, that should not even be in there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they do it one finger at a time, and then they put their... Oh, wow.
I just want to tell you guys that there is no rose button over here. Wow. Okay? You will not know.
We're going to watch this real quick.
You're going to watch this.
Okay, and I'll get... This is, like, a lot.
Why are you watching that? You're going to have nightmares.
I just want to, like...
Oh, wow. What else did we see there?
It's a lot of oil that they use. Hold on. Okay. Okay, Crisco.
They're using Crisco?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of tonguing going on. Huh? Mm-mm. Oh.
Okay. What is a tongue gonna do in a hole like that? Is this a tutorial?
Oh, wow. It's all the way in there.
Watch like she's in pain.
Bitch, because that would fucking hurt.
Imagine... She's literally punching her fart box.
Her fart box.
Ew! Oh, no. 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 Lost me.
Wow, her whole wrist was in there. Bitch, imagine if you opened up your fingers inside there.
We're done. Bitch, what would
that be? She's high-fiving her insides.
High-fiving her small intestines. She said, yes, bitch, come on. This bitch was braiding her small intestines. Yes. Come on, cornrows. Cornrows. Yes. Wow, that'll have you fucked up. What else did we see? Was there anything, like, interesting?
We saw the leather. The leather, I'm totally...
Y'all, that sex toys are expensive.
They probably kill the fucking cow and then make the leather right there.
I'm sure. That's just expensive as fuck. Like...
Bitch.
Only thing I wanted to buy from there was those sleep masks. They looked really comfortable. Clearly, they weren't real, like, they weren't used for sleep. It was made for, like, bondage, like, blinding and shit. But those sleep masks were cheaper than the ones at Ulta.
Bitch, that's the first thing that came out of your fucking mouth. I said, oh my god, this is cheaper than Ulta. Like, bitch, what?
I should have bought it.
I was so confused. And then we went to go look at the clothes. They had some cute clothes there,
too. Yeah, that camo outfit.
Was cute.
That DC3 Survivor. Ugh, we could have got that.
Oh, come on. You should be proud of me because I know, like, that was Destiny's
Child. Where's Nancy? We need Arthur so we can all dress, you know.
For what?
Come on down, friend. Come on down.
For Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Won't be here, though. Who? Oh, I will be here. It's on Wednesday, but...
Halloween's on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
I gotta go to church.
I have an event on Wednesday. Anyway, but what else did we learn? Oh, prostate massagers. So, when I went up to give the guy... First of all, that guy was really cute there. He seemed, like, really awkward. Like, there was something just cute about him.
I stared at his bulge on accident.
He said what?
I stared at his bulge on accident.
His balls?
His bulge.
Was it big?
I mean, I think he was, like, wearing, like, I don't know what
was he wearing, like, a cock ring?
I don't, okay, I didn't see all that. I literally, like, glimpsed.
I
didn't even pay attention.
I feel like when he was talking about, like, my throat numbing creams or stuff, he was, like, totally into it.
Pops.
Like, he really wanted to be there. I should have got his
number. Imagine the people, like,
I really wanted to be, like, when he was like, oh, you should get a cucumber to help, like, numb your throat.
He said that?
Yeah.
Wait, you missed that? A cucumber?
Yeah. He was really talking about dick. And I should have been like, well, let me get your dick.
He was trying to use a wait.
On me. You missed that whole part of the conversation?
Bitch, we don't waste food.
And he said, do I want to open a rewards card, too? Bitch, I bet. He wanted me to come back.
He wanted you to come back.
Come on.
And not to open a reward card.
He wanted to open them legs. Yes, come on, turkey leg.
Come on.
Thighs.
Yeah, no. He was very awkward, but he was cute. I like it. Did you go back and get his number?
I can. It's open 24 hours. We might as well go back.
I thought the downstairs was just open 24 hours.
I'm not driving back down there, by the way. It's for no dick.
No.
No.
What else?
Oh, the prostate massager. So apparently, like, the guy's G-spot... you know, like the one that makes you like orgasm, is 2 inches in. It's kind of like in the middle of your taint, but on the inside.
I don't like that word.
It's such a weird word, right?
Taint.
Yeah. You know what I just like taint, like.
It just sounds dirty.
It just sounds like.
Because it rhymes with paint.
Okay, you know, like.
And when I think of paint and assholes. If y'all out here painting, get some wipes, get an enema, then wipe your ass properly. Because if you paint on people's dicks, that is a problem. That is nasty.
Girl, we don't want no
Pablo Picasso on somebody's dick, bitch.
No poopy Picasso.
No poopy Picasso.
Ew. But yeah.
I mean, it was
very... I should have bought that.
No.
I really thought about it.
No. Bitch, you got nothing in here you can use? Use that lamppost.
These are somebody's mother's lampposts, okay?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. It was a very interesting place. What else was there? That was really it. It's very, very clean.
Oh, those vibes. It smelled really so good.
Good in there.
It smelled like bleach.
It did smell like bleach to me. It smelled like some kind of like Fabuloso kind of thing.
It was really clean. Like it's like a place that I would want to go again.
Yeah.
You know, like the coffee shop vibe. Like you would want to go back.
Yeah. Like let me pull out my MacBook. Imagine
if they had like free Wi-Fi.
Bitch, people who be there all the Starbucks. Time. Starbucks who?
Who was that?
The we going Tokyo. Tokyo the sounds. Where you going, Tokyo?
The neon lights. Threw me back to the old Target lighting. You know the old Target lighting on the walls, like the green and red.
No.
How could you forget that?
I don't know.
Go pull it up. Old Target lighting, like in the store.
Old Target lighting.
Yeah.
Like Target the store.
Target the store.
Target.
Neon lights.
Neon. I can't spell right now. Which.
No, like go back. No, no. You know that red, like, stripe that they would have in the back wall?
No.
That red... How could you forget?
Old Target sign. Old Target sign. Bitch, no, I have no idea what you think you're talking about.
Hold on.
I see that.
No, that's bitch. Hold.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about right now. If you guys have any idea what he's talking about, please let me know. And tag me, because I have no idea what else. But yeah, Tokyo Valentino was pretty lit.
It was.
They have anything and everything there. They have things, if you want to fist, you know, get a little fist in practice.
They have oils.
They
have essentials.
They have, remember those drops, bitch?
They have lotion.
That's where it went too far for me.
What drops?
Those drops to get your ass horny. They had drops you just slip in somebody's drink. Bloop, bloop. Next thing you climbed on somebody's back.
Mm-mm. See? And then that's like the next step to... What else do people slip in other people's drinks?
Who fucking knows?
Bitch, I couldn't tell
anything
you.
And everything.
Anywho.
What else?
That was it, really.
That was it?
I still wanted to go downstairs.
Bitch, well... You wanna be Curious George? You go down there.
I will. You know, that's the only way you can learn.
I will wait outside for you just in case something happens to you.
And nothing is gonna happen to me.
You don't know that.
See, you want to speak bad things into existence.
I'm not.
You just want bad things to happen.
What else? Okay, so that was us. Tokyo Valentino was lit. Good. Cool. We got it.
Yeah.
What else?
That was it. I mean, I keep saying that was it because that was it. But you keep
I'm not
pushing
talking about
that,
Valentino.
You keep really like
I'm
pushing
not talking
the subject.
About Valentino
you know what?
Anymore.
You're like one of those. You're a pusher, Katie. I need you to stop. You're a pusher, Katie. You're a pusher, Katie.
First and foremost, we're going to move on to the next subject now.
Okay, come on, teacher. Is it social studies? Math?
It's Grindr studies.
It's Grindr studies?
Yes, bitch. What's the weirdest fucking Grindr name you've ever come across?
Let me taste your DNA.
Huh?
That was our Grindr name.
I don't know what, your cum or your blood?
I was assuming cum. Now that you like opened my eyes to all the possibilities of how you could he could eat my hair.
Bitch.
He could eat my skin.
People are in some weird shit.
Bitch, he's probably, what's that? Clarice.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter.
He just ate people that he was a cannibal.
I mean, but that's my DNA. You probably wouldn't just take a bite of me.
That's super... I wouldn't put that as my title, but there's some... DNA can be anything. I'm sure he didn't mean cum, but still, that's a very odd...
It's just very bold for you to say that. And if I see you in public, and I like your grinder name is Let Me Taste Your DNA, I'm going to be very confused.
What if... How crazy would it be if the year is 2056, and you're walking down the street, and you have these... contacts in your eyes, and you can see people's, like, usernames.
Like,
they're chosen, this, you know.
They're chosen thing?
They're chosen usernames, and, like, it's, like, linked through, like, you know, technology, kinda. And you can see, what if you saw someone on the street, and their name was, Let Me Taste Your DNA. I think I'd call the cops.
Let Me Taste Your, I would feel like they were gonna try to kill me.
Yeah, for sure. Very Jeepers Creepers.
Here's another one that says, Big Load. Do you know when I first came out, I was like, big load of laundry? Like, I'm very confused as to what the fuck
big load is. But what does big load can mean? Big cum or big shit?
I don't, but I always thought it was, like, laundry.
He might be into, like, a little Cleveland steamer action.
We love something a little bit different.
No. If someone asked me to give them a Cleveland steamer,
yeah,
I think I'd act like I died.
You know what? Kink shaming again.
Okay. Do you know what a Cleveland steamer is?
Isn't that one you like shit on somebody's chest?
Yeah, you rub your ass back and forth like a steamer.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to shower. That's not on me.
It's on you.
I'm going to be on my booty cheeks, but it's okay.
That's a whole other definition of painting.
We love an artist,
you're really painting on a canvas.
You're becoming an artist.
Oh, what if he's hairy?
Oh, wow.
We're not going to do this anymore. Okay. Why not? What's another name?
Another one? There has to be another one.
Can we Google, like, weird grinder names?
Yeah, there's one. MVO. It's just moving to New York. I was like, what the fuck? But it's, like, all together. It's, like, a lot going on. There's Daddy.
That's normal.
Freaky off. Phone off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this name's not even...
Grad student.
What? Oh, that scared me. I thought he was pooping. Oh, my God. Poop. It's chocolate ice cream. And that's why I don't fuck with chocolate ice cream.
You know when those Dunkin' Donuts, like, chocolate sticks came out? The chocolate and glaze sticks?
No.
I wouldn't eat the chocolate ones because it really looked like shit.
Whoopsies. Stop! I don't care about art and culture.
You should care about it.
Oh my god, this bitch popped the fuck
up. He's cute too.
He's cute? No. Oh no.
Oh my god.
This guy's name is Fa Mulan.
Do you know him?
No.
Is that Jay?
Jay who?
Okay, we're gonna have to edit that name out. But anyway, do you know him? No. I thought it was one that you knew from like South Atlanta.
Oh, South Atlanta?
This looks like the guy on
my grinder. My old roommate's boyfriend?
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. When you lived in Riverdale.
I don't know, Jay.
Oh, I thought so. I feel like I know him.
I don't know if it is.
I feel like I very much know him. Oh, this was the other one. Raw sexuality. T capital.
Okay, he wants raw sex.
Yeah, with Molly.
Only thing I want that's raw... is my celery.
Got with a glass of milk.
Got cum. People are unique. People are very nice.
Would you do that? Would you like come into a cup and then...
No. No.
Listen, and then let them drink it?
No.
Why not?
No. You should be drinking... That's not juice.
They probably...
They probably what?
That's how they get their, like, protein, I guess, for the day. I would just watch it and be like, dang, my kids are all about to die.
Okay. So that was fun. Better names.
Oh, yeah, those were all the good ones, I feel. Yeah. Okay.
Ew.
What?
The fact that you just said that is just so nasty. You a nasty bitch.
She nasty. She freaky. She broken with it.
Is that a real song? You just made that up.
I mean, I'll spit bars.
Oh, bars.
Bars.
Okay,
bars.
I see you.
I'm going to be the next Cardi B.
Mm, She doesn't have real bars because she's wearing her wraps.
It's fine. Do you write your raps?
I don't rap. I stay in my lane. I know what I'm good at, and rapping ain't one of the things.
Okay.
Okay, so, last but not least, I have...
Am I winning something?
Yes, bitch.
You got me? Yes! A cold. That's what wow. I'm about to win, bitch. It's to get
spiked. I've been taking shots every morning of apple cider vinegar, lemon juice.
Do you see this? It's like a little bit.
Hair.
Do you see this little muscle? Like, just a little bit. Anyway, go ahead.
What?
Do you see this?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Do you see that? It's like a little bit. It's there, though.
A little what?
Muscle.
Don't feel like it's me.
It's there.
Okay.
It's just... Flex. It's cold, girl.
Come on.
It's cold.
Oh, he a strong man. Come on, okay. Popeye. What a spinach.
Come on. Go back here. You're sorry. Go ahead. I'm distracted. Squirrel.
What?
You know when somebody who's like has ADHD or ADD, if like a squirrel is busy doing something?
Oh, that's so rude.
And like,
I ran over a squirrel the first day I got my car.
Cause you're a killer.
That bitch flipped.
I told PETA.
Speaking of dead shit, I was driving on the highway to school and there was a deer on the side of the fucking road, cut like in half. In half.
Sounds really personal. Like their problem, not my problem.
Oh wow. What a fake bitch.
Trying to get through traffic. Atlanta traffic's stressful enough.
True teen. But that bitch was half.
I said, shit, that's exactly how I want to be right now.
I don't know where you're going with that, but I don't think I want to know.
I just want to be cut. Just end it. Go ahead. You took shots.
I've been taking shots of apple cider vinegar.
You put a shot of vodka in there too?
No, nigga, listen. Lemon juice, cayenne pepper, honey, and I mix it with water. The worst thing I ever had in my entire life. But it makes me feel so good.
I feel like this is really acidic and it's going to ruin your tooth and enamel.
No, bitch. Lemon juice, vinegar. It's not... it's like apple cider vinegar.
I'm looking at
it. Raw, unfiltered, with the mother. That's what it says in the bottle.
With the mother?
Yeah, I don't know what the mother
Who's the mom?
I don't know. Apple.
Maybe, that's a name?
Maybe cider's the dad and vinegar's the... I don't know.
Is that the side bitch?
Could be.
I don't know.
You should try it. Look, it's really good for you.
Look at that. It looks like every torso on guard, right?
Basic man.
I know.
A basic man looking for his basic bitch. Okay.
Okay.
So, question.
Answer.
We got a little letter.
From who?
Anonymous. And it says, when I first started to talk to my current boyfriend, I was always scared about one of us falling out of love. Sadly, I feel like I am the one who has fallen out of love, but I do care about him, and I don't know what or how to tell him.
Tell him that she's falling out of love with him?
Yes. Like, how, if you're, okay, say you're like, you know, when you first start dating this person, like, you are, like, infatuated with them, right? Uh-huh. And then, I guess over time, like, you just fall out of love. But that other person, like, loves you so much. Like, how would you handle that?
Girl, I don't know, because it never happened to me.
Bitch!
How would I handle it? I don't know. I've been very much on this cleanse of, like, telling people how I feel.
So you would just spit it out.
Yeah, it's so much easier.
But you have to take into consideration, like, the other person's feelings. So you still care about the other person.
You still care about them, but if you move differently, you move differently than them. Meaning, if you feel as though you need to tell them straight up so you can live your life, that's what you need to do.
God damn.
I've become very, like, heartless. Anyway, but that's the way that I would handle it. How would you handle it?
I would sit them down, and I would just be like, hey, like, I love you with all my heart, but, you know, some things are just, you know.
Would you just keep
some feelings are just not in the works.
Would you just keep the situation going for years on end? Like, keep going and going and going?
No, that's not fair. It's not.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. Oh, Someone's having a laugh.
I think it's funny.
Oh.
I do.
Art was to a whole other fucking level.
You said what?
Got it. We fucking got it. No. This nigga's really taking himself out right now. Bitch, I'm glad there's no cameras in here. Because the face I'm giving you right now is like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, she's tired.
Delirious.
She might be. But yeah. So you'd set them down and talk to them about it?
Yeah. But you have to, like, you can't just, like, I don't know. You gotta, you can't just go into it, like, boom. Like, that shit hurts.
No, I mean, if you're, like, dating somebody for a really long time and you're in a situation where you, like, fall out of love, I guess. I think it needs to be a sit-down conversation. And definitely, like, hey, this is what happened. We've worked on it.
I mean, there's always, like, alternate options. Like, you can always, like, go talk to, like, a couples counselor if it's that important to you. Or something like that. Just, like, to see, like, if it's, you know, somebody else.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I mean, that's my take on it.
Well, I hope our advice that, you know.
Yeah, girl. Because, or boy.
Sis.
Yes, sis.
Yeah, girl.
What if people, okay. Speaking of sis, like, it could be, if you're talking to, like, a quote-unquote masculine man, if you say, hey, sis, he could just be stupid, and, you know, you can mean, hey, sis, like, cisgender, like, CIS. Like,
but how many people really, like, know about that?
Not a lot of people. Okay. Well, yeah, he's gonna hear SIS.
He's gonna say SIS and then punch you in the fucking face, bitch. Knock those pretty teeth out.
Bitch, that's all I got. This pretty face and these girl, pretty teeth.
That's all you need.
That's all I need.
And that's all you need in the world. Alright, girl, well, that was great.
Was it?
I thought it was. I thought it was good.
Peron's gonna go back to Tokyo Valentino one day and tell you guys how the video booths are.
I will.
He'll give you a good rundown.
And then I'll tell you about how nice that man's dick was at Tokyo Valentino.
Come on, Zit.
How can I find him?
Go back. Call right now and be like, hey. What if he says, I ain't gay?
I'm gonna take like five. I'm gonna be like, I took five cold things.
I took five deep throat mints.
Come over.
Can you come over? I only have 20 minutes away.
I need to practice this. I know, it wasn't a bad drive, right? Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to us today, right? Is this the end?
This is the end.
Okay.
Don't forget to follow us on social, mostly Instagram, at Jelani Amir and Poppy Peron.
It's on the artwork. Did you hear me? The artwork?
It's on the artwork.
Okay.
For, you know, I got you. I got you, friend.
Thanks, girl.
What else? If you have any questions, feel free to message us on Instagram. Before we end this officially, I don't know who the fuck is making random ass fucking profiles asking me about my fucking love life. Can you please fucking stop it? Because when I find your ass, because I pay for background checks, I'm gonna come knock on your door with my taser. I'm gonna tase you right in the fucking throat.
That's funny. Your background checks probably don't work because it's me, bitch.
I haven't done a background check yet. Okay. So if it is you, I would know.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know. You shouldn't call me a fat ass Kelly Price, bitch.
Bye. We're ending this. Goodbye.